teens and their apps.
Oh, Lord. I don't even want to know. Kids today, I'll show you how to lose weight using an app.
And how to combat chaos.
Yikes! It's time for iOS today!
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
iOS Today is brought to you by Oura Ring, the most accurate sleep and activity tracker. Visit Oura Ring, OuraRing.com, and use the code TWIT for $50 off your purchase. Hello, everybody. Welcome to iOS Today. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And we are here to, we are gathered together, as always, each week to talk about the iThings, your iPad, your iPhone, your iWatch, your iTV.
Yes. The iThings.
The iThings. We may have more to talk about later in the year as Apple kind of starts doing this streaming service. They're expected to do it probably next month, as early as next month. And maybe even announce at the same time, the rumors are, as you've heard, a Apple TV kind of stick. And of course, many TVs from competitors like Samsung and Sony will have Apple TV built in. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a good year for the kind of the laggard, frankly, in the iThings, the iTV.
I do use mine every day, though.
You love it. You're an iTV fan.
Yes.
Actually, you know, come to think of it, and we have, you know, we're sitting in front of our massive 4K TV. Massive. And we're sitting in front of it. I got my legs up. And you got your six remotes. You got your TiVo remote. You got your Roku remote. You got your TV remote. And the TV, by the way, has Netflix. Has all the, you know, it's a smart TV. Has all the things on it. And then, there's a few others. There's, of course, the AV receiver remote. And then there's the Apple TV remote, the smallest, dopiest of the bunch. But I always, that's the one I reach for. I don't know why, but when we watch movies, when we watch TV shows, even if it's Netflix, which is on everything, I always pick up the Apple
TV. I always just reach for my phone.
See, I got to get in the habit because there's a remote on there.
Yeah, what makes it difficult is my teenagers will just, they also have remotes in their hands all the time. So if I want to watch something and then they'll just.
Are you fighting?
They think it's hilarious to just change the channel on their iPhones.
Do they change it to like Naked and Dating or whatever that show is?
Naked and Dating?
Isn't there a show called Dated? No?
No.
It's Naked and Scared.
I don't know what you're talking about. They usually change it to James Charles YouTube makeup tutorials.
No, they don't.
Science
just to
tutorials.
Drive you nuts.
No, they enjoy. We as a family, we enjoy watching James Charles and Jeffree Star makeup tutorials. Are you familiar with these YouTubers?
I am not.
They're great. Anyway, so teens. That's what we're going to talk about.
Isn't that cute? The family that makes up together looks good together.
That's true. Yeah. So right after our show,
you maybe, have teens. I have.
Yeah, you
adults
have
now.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they were teens, it was very different. When I was a teen, we would bang rocks together.
Yeah,
so.
You were just making pancakes on the beach or something.
Yeah.
I have three teens. They will tell me some of what they do. But what made me think about this was a day or two after our show last week, the news broke about the Facebook Research app. Which was the app that was targeted at teens, 13 to 35 year olds.
Yeah.
And you had to, you know, you gave permission to.
They Facebook would give you, you know, what was it, $20
a month
in gift cards a month to do this. I mean, there was an acknowledgement that you were trading something of value, your whereabouts. And it was obvious what Facebook was looking for. It was not personal information about any given teen, but really how young people are using their phones so that they could figure out what company to buy next.
Yeah, they were doing the same thing I was doing this week, which was trying desperately for someone to tell them what are the teens doing.
Don't
these
you
days?
Wish you don't you wish you'd had a an app?
Yeah, so my kids did tell me something, and I did some research, and I used Common Sense Media and various other sites, and you know, then what I did was confirm, like the first app that we're talking about, Lipsy. I confirmed this, and then my kids were like, "Oh yeah, I've seen that." Lipsy. So
Lipsy.
Yes. So this is just another one of those anonymous feedback apps, like Secret or Whisper and Syrah. Like
these were all really controversial. In fact, all went away because people were bullying on them, and it was a problem, right?
Yeah, and I think it's going to continue to be a problem. I did install this one, Kevin. What I told Kevin was I didn't go through because some like wouldn't. I just felt too creepy. So this is what Lipsy looks like. It's a free app. I have no messages, and I can make a profile, so I could add my picture there if I wanted to. I can also go into ghost mode. So if you're just a lurker and you just want to see what other people are commenting about other people, you could do that. Or what you can do if you are an adult egoist or a teenager, you have your Lipsy link, which looks something like lipsyapp.com/Megan242.
Mm-hmm.
And then
is that your actual Lipsy link?
That's my Lipsy link. Uh-oh. So you could share.
You're
going
to have a bunch of new lip friends.
I thought of doing this on Twitter earlier just to see how it worked. I was
Do they have
afraid.
A lip lock feature?
Yeah. Yeah. This is a lip. They should call it lip lock instead of
they should. Mode. Lip lock would be funny.
Okay. And then so what kids do is they'll put that link up on their Instagram or their Snapchat.
And then you can follow.
Yeah.
So should I get on this? I mean, is this good? Is it very teeny focused?
Do you want to, it's very teenager. It's for the young and the bold.
I'm young and bold.
I'm not
in my mind.
So I could make it cute, Lipsy, add a little monkey. Oh, I have to buy that. So, you know, a good thing, a teen, you know, $199 to purchase the monkey icon. That's a little bit silly because I could just add my own picture.
$2 for a monkey icon?
No.
Wow. I know. $2. Now I understand their monetization
right.
strategy.
This is all, a lot of these apps do this. It's like, do you want to be fancy? Like, you know, it's no different than we were teenagers. I'm sure there were yeah. like the Jordache jeans of your generation. Like that, these are the Jordache jeans.
You got the look. You got the look. I think what it is Fortnite is inspiring a lot of this because
yeah.
teens, you know, Fortnite is a free game.
But then you buy fancy clothes.
But then you buy
some outfits.
I have a new theory, by the way. You saw that Marshmello had a concert on Fortnite with I think it was 100 million viewers, which is a remarkable number given that that's how many people watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. I think that's going to be the next Facebook for teens. Because this is why Facebook's so scared, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? They know the teens aren't using Facebook.
Right.
Your teens don't use. Do they use Facebook?
No. The Instagram.
Yeah, see, that's how Facebook got, it's kind of kept a foot in the door.
Yeah.
They bought Instagram for $1 billion. They bought WhatsApp for $24 billion. And so they're clearly looking. They tried to buy Snapchat. They couldn't. So instead, they just killed it. Do you teens use Snapchat?
Yes. It's very interesting because I don't know if this is, you know, this isn't. This is just based on my experience of my teenagers. My daughter, who's 2 years older than my boys, loves Snapchat.
2 years is a huge age gap.
It is because there were no stories. There was nothing, you know, like. Instagram didn't have the story features.
Yeah.
So my boys only use Instagram and they use many of the Snapchat-like features.
Yeah, that was Facebook's brilliant thought is we'll get the... Mm-hmm. So the question of the Facebook reason they put that VPN app out and the question that they're asking is, well, what is the next huge threat coming our way? We got rid of Snapchat. Whoosh, that was dodged a bullet. Bought Instagram and WhatsApp. Whoosh, dodged a bullet. I think Facebook by Fortnite. I'm honestly thinking that's going to be the next place teens hang out.
Yeah, or
so,
Microsoft.
Do they use Lipsy in lieu of Snapchat or with Snapchat?
So it's like a little add-on. So it's not necessarily the same kind of community. They use Snapchat to, you know, send, it's mostly private messages. Like I don't know a lot of my kids.
That's the point of Snapchat.
Well, they don't do stories.
Oh,
Snapchat stories
are public. Stories
were the public thing. I don't know a lot of young kids who do. They're getting more private. Like they're just learn. They just know.
They are so smart.
Like,
right?
Anything that goes out there. So it's a lot of one-on-one messages or group messages.
Do they understand that Instagram really is Facebook? That the same information that you're giving to Facebook, if you give it to Instagram, you're giving it to Facebook.
Yeah, they
do understand.
My
they
kids
get
understand that.
That.
I don't know. I mean, some adults don't get that. I don't think.
Oh, a lot of it. Pew did a study a couple of weeks ago. They did a survey of just about 1,000 adults, and they found out that I think it was 74% of the adults didn't understand that Facebook collected information about them to tailor advertising. They didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were shocked, I tell you, when they went to the, you know, the Pew researcher said, well, let me show you the page where Facebook says, here's what your interests are. They were shocked.
Yeah.
What? This? What? How?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So that's adults. I bet you teenagers are more savvy.
Yeah.
I hope they are.
I think they, in some things, they're more savvy, but they also still have this
but they don't care.
Prefrontal cortex
because they don't have
going
it.
On.
They don't
they
know
don't
it.
Have it.
Yeah.
Like, You know, they still, their choices are just going to be different because of that.
That's it. Do you think your kids are different because you're their mom? They know a little bit more about this?
I think they know a little bit more of it because I'm their mom. I think they have to be smarter about things.
Because they're trying to get around you?
Yeah. Like, I think the most important parenting technique I have is that I pretend to know
ignorant.
More about technology than, oh. no, I pretend to always know more, so then they're always on their toes. So my advice to you.
Oh, yes. Moms have done that for years.
Yeah, exactly.
I have eyes in the back of my head, don't
right.
you forget
that
it.
That is basically what I'm saying. Yeah. I am on the Lipsy app is the same thing as I have eyes on the back of my head.
So again, Lipsy is kind of similar features to Snapchat, but different.
It's only
community?
So you go on there and then you can say, I would put my Lipsy link up there and I would say, hey, what do you think of me? Or do you think I'm pretty? Or do
oh,
you,
God, this is a
really
recipe for disaster.
But this is the way they all
honest
are.
Thoughts.
And then so someone can say, you know, you're ugly, you're hot, yeah. you're stupid, you slept with so-and-so.
This is just a recipe for disaster.
And these apps keep coming. And it's the same. You know what?
Teenagers want this. I remember wanting that when I was a kid. I wanted to know what people thought of me.
Right.
And then I found out, A, they're not thinking of me. And B, when they do, it's horrible. So C, stop. And
well,
but
yeah.
you learn that. That's called wisdom. You
right.
learn that as you grow up.
And this is, there's no app. Like for me, it was three-way calling. I remember when three-way calling was discovered and I was
double-tapped.
Probably like 12 years old.
Yeah.
And we would, okay, I'm going to call Sarah and she's, you know, you ask I'm going to ask her what she thinks of you, Jody.
Yeah. Does he like me?
Yeah, exactly.
He likes you.
It's biological. Teens want to know. They're trying to figure out who they are. They want to know.
Yeah.
And there's nothing
That's
wrong
not unreasonable.
With that. And I'm not trying to raise a bunch of snowflakes. Like, I think.
It just seems so dangerous to actually find out what people really
right.
think
and,
of
you.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, your
maybe
feelings
that's just
are
me.
Gonna get it.
Maybe that's a personal problem other people don't have.
Right. Your
maybe
feelings
most
are,
people.
Your feelings are going to get hurt, and that's okay. But I just think, I mean, that's how you grow. But I think if you go on your kid's Instagram or Snapchat, you see this Lipsy link, it's time to have a conversation about what that means.
You know, this is something that people think about because there's been a series of movies. There's a new one that just came out about people who can read minds and know how other people are thinking about mm-hmm. them. And that's fascinating to us because we really would like to know what are they thinking. Mm-hmm. And I'll just tell you, as an older adult, teenagers, most of the time they're not thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves and what you're thinking about them.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're on Lipsy.
Another app exactly like Lipsy, Telonym. It's Tellonym. It's find out what the world wants to tell you.
Oh, Lord.
It's basically the same thing. They have 10 million monthly users.
Jeez
Nothing
Louise.
To laugh at.
So you go on there and you say, do you think I'm pretty?
Yeah.
And then people, are they honest? I guess they would be.
Well,
they're anonymous,
I mean,
right?
They are anonymous, or they don't have to be anonymous. So, but that's another issue, too. So, like, say I'm the most shy girl in, you know, the sophomore class, and I never talk to anyone, but a boy, you know, asks me, and I'm like, this is my time. I'm going to tell him I think he's cute. And
You're telling him.
And not be anonymous. So, yeah. like, there's that. I mean, but that's how you grow as a human, by walking up to the boy and saying what you think to them.
And their pitch, as I see as we scroll through the website, is that this is honesty. That on Instagram, and this is really is a drawback of modern, so most social media that's public, is you show your best self. You show the angles. You show, mm-hmm. you know, you want everybody to feel bad, basically.
Mm-hmm.
and they say, no, this is where you tell the truth.
Well, that's what
dangerous.
Lipsy is. That's what Telonym. That's what Syrah. Remember Syrah? Ha ha. Which was bought by Snapchat. Same thing. Same concept as.
I don't remember Syrah. Ha ha.
By Snap. Their idea was like, let's all be honest with
yeah.
each other. Let's get feedback. Let's ask questions that you might not want to ask your parents. And that is so honorable. And I love the idea, but it usually does not work.
Well, it's ripe for misuse and abuse.
Yes. But
I mean, I think the theory is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, these companies also, they want to be bought by Facebook. They want to be bought.
Yeah. You know. I'm sure that at least 90% of these startups are saying, what could we do?
Yeah.
And that's why they are free and they really are all about volume, because they're just hoping that somebody, that it, you know, what made Snapchat so valuable and Instagram so valuable and WhatsApp so valuable is if Facebook was bidding against Google for them
mm-hmm.
and that they drove the price up. Clever Google, clever move.
The next one, which you've probably heard of, is TikTok.
Oh, this now this is, I had heard the number one social media with kids. Would that be the case?
I think it is. So TikTok was formerly Musical.ly, which we've talked about on this show.
They acquired Musical.ly.
Yes. So if your kids have a Musical.ly account, they automatically have a TikTok account.
Now, what's interesting about this is it's a Chinese company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are all talking all the time, adults, about Chinese espionage and how you shouldn't buy Chinese networking gear from Huawei and ZTE because that gives them an insight into our habits and our, you know, gives them industrial espionage capabilities. Meanwhile, the teenagers are just saying, bleh, here, yeah. Have everything, China. It's all yours. TikTok.
So here's
what do you do on TikTok?
Here's what TikTok looks like on the Pixel slate that I'm still using. It's like Vine. You make very short videos, but then they're dubbed with overlaid with music.
So that's what Musical.ly was, kind of, was lip syncing.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what they are. So
they're still doing that, basically. Look at how international it is.
Yes.
Though. TikTok, real short videos make every second count. So the, see, this is interesting because Vine went away. Mm-hmm. Their big competitor, Periscope, which is more like not short but live streaming, that got acquired by Twitter. Twitter's got big plans for Periscope, apparently. But Vine went away. And yet, there's companies coming along all the time duplicating Vine. Mm-hmm. All right, so the first thing I have to do is turn my iPad sideways. Okay. TikTok, TikTok. Welcome to TikTok. Accept and continue.
Does it ask if you're 13?
Let me turn it up. Can you hear it?
Yes, I can
hear it. I don't know.
Cause I'm stepping on my toes, but I don't stop. I may flip side on my floss. Oh, see, I could learn how to do the floss dance.
I don't know.
So, presumably she made it with his at a Starbucks, and she got him to...
Yeah, unless they're friends. Okay, so then it starts over.
So... Yeah, over and over and over.
Okay, so...
So there we go. We get an idea. Now, yeah. I could follow Jessica. Tesla's in space. My guess is she's a TikTok superstar.
Maybe.
I wish it would go sideways.
I wish it would, too. Don't do that.
It doesn't help, does it? I don't know.
So that was kind of... I've seen much
Should I watch
some...
This is her... Apparently, she does everything at a Starbucks. So...
Is that a Starbucks... That's why I wonder, is it a Starbucks ad?
Oh, see, this is what you have to watch out for.
Whoa.
That's not possible. She's the Starbucks is so good, she's weightless. Okay, that's kind of cool. So this is very much like Vine, except a kind of a heavy Musical.ly.
Right. And there's spoken word ones, too, that people lip sync to.
Okay, let me find some other. Oh, I need a TikTok account to continue.
Or you could just sign in with your Facebook account.
Gee, it's a shame I don't have one. Or Twitter. I do have a Google account, but I don't want to. I guess I can give my Google. Give me your Google. Remember, when you do that, you're giving them all the information. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't use my Gmail account. What's my birthday? Ah, see, this is where they make sure that you're not born yesterday.
Right.
Look, we're going to watch. I always hate the fact that I have to spin this year dial for a long time.
I feel like it's going to be like, are you sure? Are you sure you're in the right place?
Really, Leo? You're just not. You're okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well, apparently they really want... Okay, so that's me. I am now...
You could create
Leo one. Laporte 546.
So this is the important thing. They can go just to watch or they can go to create. And creating... I love the idea that there's a creative aspect in this.
I'm going to shoot my shirt for a short video.
Shoot a video.
Allow access to camera. Okay. Allow access to microphone. What should we do?
Are you going to choose a music or just say...
Or do you choose the music first?
Yeah, right down there.
It says add a sound. No, I'll do that after.
Okay, but you don't want to lip sync to it?
Oh. TikTok would like access to my photos. Doing it with Big Boy. Should I do that? Say meow meow. Okay.
You kind of have to know the words.
Yeah. So that's where it's kind of like Musical.ly.
Is there a Lady Gaga song that you know the words to? Oh.
Okay, we don't need words. Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So
it's
So it slows it down so that you can, so it's easier to lip sync.
Okay, so this is my first TikTok video. I think that's pretty darn good. Okay, see, you're laughing. Now,
totally.
Is this public? Yes. This is interesting. So you do have the chance to choose comments off. By default, comments are not off. That's confusing. Disable duet react. No, whatever that is. I don't want to disable that.
No.
And now, here's some tips in Chinese. What the heck? Can anybody read those tips? Because my Chinese is a little rusty.
Yeah. Only one of us majored in Chinese. Come
What's funny is the word tips, cancel, post now are in English, but the tips themselves...
That is confusing.
That's confusing. I would guess this is a Chinese company, huh? Okay. Nobody's following me.
Not yet.
Now, this is the thing you got to really watch out for. Sync contacts to find friends. That will give all my... See, this is so insidious because what could be wrong with that? You're just finding friends. But what you're doing is giving TikTok literally the email address, phone numbers, and home addresses of everybody in my contact list. Maybe I better not do that.
Now,
I can also... see other people in here, right? Mm-hmm. So let's add some people. Oh, find face. See, they really want you to give them stuff. That's the only way you could do it is if you add your contacts. Well, that's no good. That's no good at all. All right. Well, I think we've... Oh, and that's my special TikTok
code, so I could be your TikTok
Snapchat
friend.
Used to do that, or still does that, right? That's kind of cool. And you scan that, and so I could go around school and say, be my friend.
Mm-hmm. So the internet is reflective of society, and all these apps are reflective of the internet. Like they're not like TikTok isn't bad. You're going to find some bizarre content just like anywhere on the internet, but you're going to find some great creative content too. There's a lot
of
people.
How carefully do they edit it?
They have human moderators, and you know that doesn't scale. So it really depends.
So not very well.
I think that about a year ago, I know a woman posted something on Medium that went a little bit viral about how you can find porn on Music. This was when it was back when it was Musical.ly.
And that Musical.ly was a little bit of an issue with Musical.ly.
Yeah,
I think.
So you can find anything. I would say if your kids are under 13, watch them closely while they're doing it. Do
From
this
now,
them.
I think what I'm going to share on TikTok is my queso recipes.
That's a good idea.
People love that, don't they? When you share your queso.
And if you have a kid that's like 8 or 9 or someone that's just wanting to use these apps, because that's the thing. Like someone,
8 or 9 is going to want to, right?
Yeah, and there's someone at school uses it, so they want to use it. So there's a few things.
And they lie. What they do is they say, I am 13. I was born in 1956.
Here are my tips for you all out there. First of all, there's two parts to privacy with kids. It's, and I think a lot of parents still focus on, well, who can see my kid? Like, who can see, you know, oh, all these creepy people are watching my kid. I don't think that's the biggest thing, the issue. I think the biggest issue is what can my kid see? And the answer is always everything.
I think they're both bad issues.
Yes, but I think we miss the other part sometimes.
Yeah, we maybe pay too much attention to the privacy issue.
Right.
And too little to the... Whoa!
Yeah, both are important, and so you need to talk to your kids about what they might see, and that's the important thing. And then, you know, lock down their account.
Put them in a little room under the stairs for the next 18 years.
You can't do that.
You can't?
And the other big advice I have for parents to talk to their kids about, having had younger teens who posted things earlier and then maybe...
Did they get in a little trouble?
No. It can be cringy. Like, it can be super cringy later.
For
like,
them to know that stuff was out there.
Like, so your 8 or 9-year-old self, like, singing to Musical.ly or whatever, your 13-year-old self is going to hate
you. So embarrassing.
Like, so that, and those things don't disappear. And so they're definitely, like... YouTube compilations of like cringy TikToks or cringy Musical.ly's. They're all out there. So
and imagine how humiliating.
So that is a big thing to think about. What you think is cute at 8, 9, and 10 is totally cute, and your mom and dad will always think it's cute, but everyone else might, you might not think it's cute.
There's a very sad story, today about a British teen who was kind of seeing self-harm videos and pictures on Instagram and Pinterest, and then later killed herself, and her parents are blaming those social media sites for that. Do you think that's fair?
I don't.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is hard. Like, I think, I do think you kids can't, are seeing more self-harm.
They are,
stuff,
but you also can't, as everything. A parent, get, you know, abrogate all responsibility and say, well, it's all their fault. You know, I mean, you did have oversight, presumably, of the mm-hmm. child and what they were doing and watching online. Of course, as a kid gets older, I don't know. It's.
I mean, I would use that to advocate for more
controls.
Controls, but yeah. I don't know what those controls look like. Again, it's like, you know, Facebook can say like, oh, we have 2 million moderators making sure there's no self-harm videos, but like, how is that even possible? I don't think that's realistic.
Mark Zuckerberg today it's the 15th anniversary of the first Facebook. When he was a student at Harvard, he wrote a post saying he now has more people working in safety than what was it were employed. I can't remember what it was. It was, but it was a big number. It's a giant number, and but I don't think humans can prevent this. It's, when you have 2 billion users, mm-hmm. there's no way. I mean, you'd have to hire a billion people to watch the users. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And so, I mean, just if you think about it, this, is such a big problem, and it always has been. Like if there are people, girls and boys alike, scrolling through a bunch of,
this is actually a very funny TikTok. He's making sounds. He whistled, and his sister thinks it's her phone making the sound. He's making the alert sounds that her phone would make. Here, he's going to ping a glass. Now, there's also the risk that his sister is now going to kill him.
Right. Or that she's doing it with him, I think.
Maybe she's playing along.
But, yeah, so...
4.7 million loves on that one.
That is good.
That seems significant number. Mm-hmm.
The things I love about TikTok is like, you know, like you said, it's international. People look all, you know, it's not filtered like Instagram. Like people, there are filtered, you know, people with fake hair and fake bodies and whatever. But it's also, there's just a lot of regular looking people. And I think that's nice for people to see. Just, you know. People making funny videos.
It feels a little to me like, I understand the appeal of this stuff because you pick up your, I totally understand this because I realized it once I took Instagram, Twitter, Facebook off my phone, mm-hmm. that you pick up your phone and you want to kill some time. You want to be amused and entertained. And without those things, it's like, well, that's not, I don't want to look at my calendar. Mm-hmm. So you put it back down. And so I understand the desire for these quick hit entertainment features. I don't know. Do you think people learn stuff from that, or it's just kind of disposable entertainment?
I think there's a way in which you can learn how to be creative.
I know how to punk you with your phone alert sounds now.
Yes, exactly. There are a lot of drawing videos.
That's cool. So but they're like short. How long were they? Are they 8 seconds? Is it like Vine was 8 seconds?
Well, yeah, sometimes they're connected, I guess. Or maybe they can be. I think that TikToks can be longer.
But so that you could have a like, here's the drawing. I think that's cool. Yeah. I like seeing stuff like that.
And, you know, there's all kinds of arts, which I think you can learn from that. I think there's also all kinds of, like, the regular world. There's all kinds of people.
Oh, there's live streaming, too.
Yes, that's the other issue. I think you've got to talk to your kids about live streaming.
Because you don't know what you're going to see. I don't know what I'm going to see right now. This guy, in fact, I probably shouldn't show it on the show, but this guy... is live streaming his road trip.
Do you want to show it?
Well, I think it's harmless. He's just talking to people. It's, you know, and they're chatting with him. This looks so much like Periscope, even yes. down to the hearts. Mm-hmm. I mean, this basically, there's nothing new under the sun, is there?
Yeah.
Before we get to
Instagram Live, looks like that too.
Yeah. Huh.
So
they all have exactly the same feature set or somewhat similar anyway.
Right. So anyone who depends on like, well, I'll just check my kid's phone to see later what they're doing or what they see. That's,
you can't.
You don't know what they see. And it's confusing. And it's hard to talk to them about it because they don't want to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think TikTok after 13 and lots of conversations about it.
You know, have a conversation, though. With your kids, but also yourself and family and friends and adults about TikTok absolutely doesn't do anything until I add my contacts. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no easy way to find people. And so absolutely any kid who does this is the first thing they're going to do is share their contacts and their Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, I just want to emphasize this. You are, without their permission, giving all of that information about your friends, email address, phone number, address, whatever's in your contact list. These companies are now accessing all of that. They're getting it all. They download it. And in many cases, save it. And I think we've forgotten. We've forgotten that is a huge breach. And it's you perpetrating it on your friends, on your closest friends, everybody mm-hmm. in your contact list. Don't do that.
I'm going to risk saying a totally old person thing, but you guys are, you know, I trust you. I worry that these kind of level, like they lower the level of entertainment that our kids.
They really do.
Like it's so, like it's not scripted. It's not, no. Nobody's a good actor. And I just like, I know that's an old person thing to say, but like.
Now people said that about iOS today and we're still here. No, I'm sure people did say that about blogging and podcasting.
Yeah.
You know, and I know they did. And I remember Andrew Keen wrote a book, Here Come the Amateurs, mm-hmm. where he talked about the fact that amateurs are now creating content and that was lowering the bar for everybody. And we mm-hmm. should only let professionals, the television networks, the movie studios make content because they know what they're doing. And I'm not sure I agree with that either. Mm-hmm. I know, I completely know what you're saying. I just think... Yeah. Anybody who's not a podcaster is on down. You shouldn't make content.
Yes, exactly. All right. I have two more important ones. I have many more, but I think that we've covered
No, this is very valuable for me.
Another one that you've probably heard of, Discord.
Discord. I use Discord.
Okay. So do a lot of kids.
So Discord is a chat application. It's kind of like Slack. Mm-hmm. In fact, we even considered Discord for Slack. It started... and you can see they're actually going after TeamSpeak. It started with gamers mm-hmm. who would use Discord to chat while they were gaming.
Mm-hmm. And you can do voice chat, which I am a fan of voice chat.
Gamers like to do that. They're playing the game and they're talking to each other.
Yeah, like I love to go.
I think our teen is using Discord.
See, you know, and hear
them talking. You
know, there's a group of them.
They're
talking.
Not sitting alone in their room.
Right. They're playing a game. Sometimes they're talking about the game. Sometimes they're not. You know, girls and boys together. And
I asked Michael. So we do actually have a teenager. I forgot. He's 16. I asked Michael. You know, you don't seem to get out of the house and socialize much. He said, "I'm socializing all the time." In these in-game chats and voice chats. Mm-hmm. And it's true when I can hear them talking to each other and laughing and having a good time. Is that do you think that's the same as socializing in person?
Well, we will never know.
We can't know.
We'll never know. I mean, I think it is for them.
My 27-year-old daughter was already doing that with AOL mm-hmm. when she was a teenager and Neopets and AOL. And then my son, who's a couple of years younger, was doing it. I remember them having Skype group conferences. Mm-hmm. So it was socializing. You're not in the same room, but I guess you are, right?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, when you were a kid, it was probably the party, as mm-hmm. you said, the party line. Mm-hmm. And you'd be talking to each other on the phone.
Yeah. So the reason why I bring up Discord, there's nothing different about Discord than any other
chat. We had telegrams when I was a kid. You'd go, did, and then they would telegraph you back. It was really fun.
The reason I bring up
kids today,
Discord.
Yes.
The reason I bring up Discord.
Kids use it.
Kids use it, and I don't think a lot of parents know about it, unless you're a gamer parent, which I know there are lots of gamer parents. Yeah. But I think it's something where, you know, you're trying to be a diligent parent, and you think, well, you know, you can't have Snapchat, you can't have Instagram, you can't have, you know, Facebook. But then here's this community that they're joining, and it may be their friends, and it may be some dark corner of the internet that they're
fascinated. Here's the thing to understand about Discord. Unlike AOL Instant Messenger, Slack, or whatever, you know, it's very much, at least in appearance, like these messaging apps. What's different is somebody runs the Discord server. It can be an individual, it could be a company, it could be a group, and they join that particular server. So it isn't a universal thing. In order for your teen to chat with another teen, one of them either creates a server. You don't have to have it in your house. Discord will run it for you. And then they will all join it. So that's an when you said the dark corner of the internet, whoever's running the server really is in control, not Discord, but whoever's running the server is in control of what's going on mm-hmm. in there. So if it were Michael and his friends and Michael was running the server, I would say, you know, I would have the same rules that I would have, say, with email or Facebook. You know, only make friends with and correspond with somebody you know in real life. And that would be a good rule. And you could actually do that on Discord. You could have it only be your physical, you know, real life friends. On the other hand, if you just join, you know, the Dark Lord's Discord server, the Dark Lord's in charge, if you know what I mean.
Right. So it's any, you know, it could be anything. So again, time for a conversation about Discord.
I like Discord a lot. There, you know, if you're going to add Discord, then you have to add Telegram and WhatsApp and all the other messaging apps because they're fundamentally the same. Discord's biggest difference is one person runs the server and everybody joins that server. So they may be on many Discord, in fact, probably are, most users are, on many different Discord servers, which is kind of interesting. That's an interesting way of doing it.
I guess that the I have a list of other ones real quick. Depop, which is the place where kids sell their stuff online. Like, I think that's what a lot of teenagers are doing. You know, there's like Supreme sweatshirts. Supreme is the big band. I've noticed a lot of teens are trying to make extra money by selling the clothes.
Which is funny because, you know, mom and dad bought that
right,
stuff.
Right, exactly. Or they'll, you know, sometimes I think on either side, buying or selling. Like, there's a lot of people selling fake stuff. Or
so just, they're not using Poshmark. They're using...
There are teens on Poshmark for sure, but Depop is one of the big ones that where you know you can sell or buy stuff.
It's mostly, it looks like clothing and shoes. Huh?
Yeah, and so you know, just all of the discussions to be had about who to trust online when you're selling. You know, not to sell fake stuff online. As
this is a good way to have a life lesson. You know, they will learn. In fact, Michael did because you can in Steam you can buy and sell items for games. And he'd get ripped off. And I think, of course, we had the conversation about it, but I think that's a really inexpensive, low-risk way of finding out that there are shysters out there and that there's fraud and kind of how fraud might work.
Right. Yeah, it is. All of these are good ways to have the discussion. You hope you have the discussion before something, you know, really horrible happens.
Nothing hard. You know, you sell your shirt and somebody pretends to send you money and you don't get it.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to be really horrible unless the person says let's meet in person. That's where you want to
tell them. You know, if your kid is selling a fake Supreme shirt for, you know, $600 and then the person calls the police, like,
well, that would be good life lesson. I don't think that would be really horrible, but it would be definitely a lesson, and then you'd know something about your teen. They have a little larceny in their soul.
Yes, exactly. Well, I was visiting friends over the weekend, and one of them said that her 12-year-old came to her and said, you know, can I give this person my address because I sold them, you know, some of my clothes or something.
Oh, and at least she asked.
That was the thing that we said. Well, at least she knows to ask first. Like, she didn't ask if I could sell it. She didn't ask if she could join
this
app. But like,
that's terrifying.
You know that that's something.
Yeah, so, come on over.
Right.
Stranger from the internet. Come on over to the house.
So if you have other apps or if you want to tell me why you disagree with anything or agree with anything or have any questions.
I'm sure there's many more. I mean, this a month from now, this show will be out of date because the teens will have found something else.
Because
really the main thing I think if you're a teen, as I remember, is whatever it is, you don't want mom and dad to know about it. It's your thing. Not because you're hiding some nefarious activity, but just you want something that's yours.
And they're supposed to do that.
That's why they don't use Facebook or maybe not even Instagram because they want something that's theirs. Yeah.
You know what is mine?
Your ring?
My Aura
ring. So you've had it for a while now. What do you think?
I love it. It's much more comfortable than I expected.
Yes. It's very light. They're titanium.
I forget that I have it.
Yeah. So let's talk about Aura. Aura is O-U-R-A. Aura ring. Let me show you. So I wear mine. I've been wearing mine for months. I got it a long time ago. In fact, we had them on the new screensavers. Harpreet came on and showed us and talked a lot about it. Inside the Aura ring are a variety of sensors, the most sensors of any wearable that I know of. It's got, of course, an accelerometer and a gyroscope so it knows motion. But it also measures heart rate and... This is, I think, pretty unique. It measures body temperature. And body temperature turns out to be very important. So let me show you what happens. I haven't downloaded my Aura yet on my phone. I saved it for today. So you launch the Aura app, and now it's going to get the sleep data. You could store, I think, at least a couple of months' worth of data in the ring. You saw how quickly it got the sleep data? Mm-hmm. So you could store a ton of data in the ring. You only have to charge it about once every 5 days. And here's my sleep. So it's giving me advice. Trouble staying asleep, wake ups during the night disturbed your wakefulness. I had 6 hours and 4 minutes. This is really valuable. Total sleep time, but efficiency, restfulness, it says, you know, pay attention. REM, I only dreamt for 37 minutes. That's kind of low. But on the other hand, I really did well. Notice it gave me a red score, but I really did well on my deep sleep, which is, and they explain all of that here. Average adult gets 1 to 1.5 hours of deep sleep. I usually get a lot less than that. So the 41 minutes I got last night was very good. Latency is how long it took you to fall asleep. That's fascinating, too. And you see, that's good, 16 minutes. Timing's not great. That means I went to bed late.
Here's, sleep score is so much better than yours.
Oh, mine's terrible and has been. And this has been really valuable because it really helps me. Here's another thing that it's great. Because it knows the heart rate, resting heart rate, best time to do it is when you're resting. Mm-hmm. 58 beats per minute, which is pretty good. But there's more it knows than just your heart rate. If you go to your readiness score, you're going to see heart rate variability. And you're going to even see a graph. Here's it for a month. The bigger the number, the better. Heart rate variability is the amount of time in between beats of your heart. And believe it or not, you want a large number. You want it to be, when a person is relaxed, a healthy heart beating rate shows variation in the time interval, they say, between heartbeats. And that's a very important measurement on readiness, workout time and all that. Notice mine's been going up for the last week, which is really great. So I think that that's something you want to track. You also want to track body temperature. Now, the fluctuations are small, but when your body, this is less than a degree, but when it starts to go up like that, that's an indication maybe you're something's going on, maybe you're getting sick. It's a really great indication. Notice mine was nice and low, and that's usually good. Elevated body temperature is often a sign something in your body status requires attention. Of course, mine being a little low is also a cause for concern. So these are, look, it's not an alarm bell going off, but it's really great to see all this information and to learn about it and then to correlate it. And that's what's really important, to say, well, correlating this with the amount of activity I had, so here's my, you know, for people who wear Apple Watches or Fitbits, you get all of that information as well. You could set a goal, your total calorie burn, how much you walked. I walked a lot yesterday, 8.6 miles, 11,000 steps. This stuff is great. So I really love the Oura Ring. Now, I've got some really bad news for you. They're so popular, they're sold out. And remember I said the last time we talked about it, better order now to get by April? Better order now to get by May. So really, this is something you want to order now so that you can get it, because they are very hot. You should also know this is a Finnish company and their privacy policy is stellar. They are governed by GDPR. So you can really trust them. They have a variety of different rings. You get so much information. And that daily feedback really helps you better understand your body, improve your health, and, of course, reach your goals. These are titanium with a diamond-hard carbon coating. So it's, as you noted, very light. Mm-hmm. Hypoallergenic. There's no nickel, nothing to make your skin itch. And I have to point out, these things are durable as heck. I've had mine for 6 months. I take it in the bath, the shower, the hot tub. I swim with it. I run around. I mean, I never take it off because it's so comfortable. And it looks good. There are two shapes, Heritage or Balance. You get them in silver, black, stealth. There's even a diamond one if you want to make this your engagement ring. I think that'd be kind of a neat engagement ring for people who are kind of health freaks, right? The Oura battery will last up to a week, and it charges very fast. Really, all I ever do is I take it off. You know, once a week, I get a massage. So I take it off. That's enough to charge all the way up. It charges wirelessly. In fact, you'll get with the Oura, I could show you what you get. Here's an Oura ring. This is what, let's see which one this is. This is the, oh, this is the pretty one. This is Heritage Silver. And I'll show you. So there's the ring. Very beautiful. And then that's the charger. So that's just a USB charger you plug into the wall or to a USB brick. And then, you know, when you're not wearing the ring, you just put it on there like that. And it charges up. Has a little light. You can't see it, but there's a little light on it. We'll show you the charging state. And I just, you know, that's plenty for me to keep it charged. $299 for silver or black. This is the silver one. $399 for stealth. If you want to get an engagement ring, $999 the diamond one. I'm really tempted. Now that I've worn this for a while, I really feel good about it. They come in sizes to fit your finger. In fact, they will send you a sizer for free so that you can figure out what size you are. I'm a 11. It connects and syncs to your mobile device quickly and easily using Bluetooth LE, so it's very instantaneous. collects the data completely anonymously, and it stores it for up to 6 weeks in the ring, which is really neat. You don't have to pair it, you know, pair it every day. You don't have to fire it up. The app for iOS and Android are free, and they're updated regularly, as is the ring, by the way. You probably noticed you. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you get a firmware update on the ring. So it's awesome. And I really like this for us Apple users. You can continue to wear your watch, or continue to carry your iPhone. It will, any health information that is stored in the Apple Health app, it's automatically connected, both two-way connection. So that's really handy. See, I did this yesterday. I did cross-training for 51 minutes, and I didn't have to enter it into the ring. It just showed up. And then I rode for half an hour, and I didn't have to enter it into the ring because the Apple Health app got it. Track your sleep. Make the most of your day. I love this thing, and I really want to urge you to get over to AuraRing.com, O-U-R-A-R-I-N-G.com. Use the code TWIT at checkout for $50 off, but you'll have to order now to get it in May. Last time we talked, it was get it in April. So these things are flying off the shelves. They cannot make them fast enough. So, you know, I apologize if you say, oh, I want this. Obviously, Aura, and we would love it for you to get it, you know, now, but don't delay. Order it right now, and you will get it by May. And you know what? May will be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. O-U-R-A-R-I-N-G. O-U-R-A is Aura. Love. Do you have an... Now, I still wear the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. I do both. So that's how I indicated that I was doing rowing. I said, when I sat down on the rower, I did my Apple Watch, and it was automatically imported to the ring. But I don't want to wear my watch to bed. And this is so light and easy. Yeah. You wear it to sleep. Mm-hmm. And it's the first device I've had that where I don't mind going to bed with it. Just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. People don't ask, is that, you know, people, it's it looks like a regular
ring. Just looks like
ring.
A nice ring. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody's paying attention to it. Mm-hmm. In fact, sometimes when I'm at the gym and I'm not wearing my wedding ring, I'll put it on my...
Oh.
I don't want those girls hitting on me, yeah, you know, with my bod. Ugh. So I hear they like dad bods now. I hear that. So maybe that's why they're not hitting on me. I don't know. But anyway, it works. It works. And I think it'd be actually really cool to get the diamond one for your wedding ring. O-U-R-A-ring.com. Use the code TWIT at checkout for $50 off.
A little bit of news. This is a weird one. Apple has endorsed AT&T's fake 5G icon.
Okay. There's two things that are really annoying me.
Okay. We're here for you.
And I'm watching the Super Bowl, and I'm seeing ads for AT&T 5GE, BSS. That is not 5G. It's LTE. It is not 5G. It is LTE. Even AT&T admits this, and they continue to advertise it, which is just, I don't understand how they get away with it.
What does the other S stand for in BSS?
I don't know, but just it's twice. More, two S's. More okay. BSS. It really peeves me off. And then the other one that just drives me crazy, and you probably saw it on the Super Bowl too, Verizon. How we love the first responders. They're really good ads. You know, the coach of the Chargers and all the mm-hmm. people who came and saved his life when he had a heart attack. And what a, you know, beautifully moving ads. And then it says Verizon. And my blood pressure goes, you can watch, you see my aura. Blood pressure goes through the roof because Verizon is the company that cut off the firefighters fighting the worst fire in California's history, throttled them. For months, not a day, not a week, months. And now they're saying, but we love first responders. BSSS. Okay, I'm sorry. 5GE is not 5G.
Right.
No one is really offering real 5G at this point. And your phone can't handle it anyway. So if you think my phone? Oh, I'm not AT&T.
No, and you're not. I am AT&T, but you have to be running the iOS 12.2 beta.
So everybody's going to see it in a little bit. And yeah. They're going to get confused, or worse, they're not going to get confused and say, yeah, I have 5G now.
Yeah. And they did it with 4G.
They did. Remember, T-Mobile did it with
What's weird is that Apple signed on to this. It just doesn't seem like something that they would do. But I guess, you know, it's like it would be a moral judgment on their part to not let AT&T do.
Well, why are they judging at all? What do you mean they signed on to it? They allow it?
They allow it. I mean, it's part of iOS.
The carrier, they're not going to stop that. They're not going to stop that. The carrier is allowed to put whatever they want up there at the top. And Apple doesn't want to get in that road of mm-hmm. saying, well, that's not really 5G. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're going to. I don't think that's Apple saying thumbs up.
Right.
I don't think that's Apple approving it. I just think that that's Apple not stopping it, which is different. I don't think that would be appropriate for them to tell the carriers, well, you can't say what you want in that. E stands for enhanced.
E is evolution.
E stands for not 5G.
E is for, because you'll only 5G see it if you're...
5GBSS!
You'll only see it if you're in the places that have 5G evolution and you're running the beta or when iOS 12.2 comes out.
Evolution. Which means not.
I know this next news is really mostly for Kevin. New Animoji are out in iOS 12.2 beta.
We don't have it yet.
Yeah. Mm. But there will be
soon.
A shark.
A warthog.
A warthog, a shark, an owl, and a giraffe.
Hakuna Matata.
There's the shark.
I like the shark. We're going to get shark emojis from Kevin nonstop now.
Well, he has an Android phone.
He's shark. Well, I bet he won't for very long. Kevin.
Do you use Animoji? I forgot about it. I know it's there, and I always avoid it. I prefer the Bitmoji, and I didn't know why until Alex Lindsay pointed this out on Twitter that he just wants to, like, make, he doesn't like sound.
Well, also, it's quick. You don't want, you have to sit, press the thing.
And then it's just like weird.
Edit it, start over.
If you just wanted to smile, you'd make these weird mouth sounds like this.
So
they're really weird, aren't they? But had you ever done that where it's just like you're smiling and it's like.
You hear the. So you can make them without sound, by the way. Just saying. Maybe you should. I've sent one to my daughter. I've sent them every once in a while. I go, oh, I should send one. But you're right. Mostly it's Bitmoji. I have a mic drop Bitmoji I love.
Yeah.
And my daughter said, you should use that more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she doesn't like the mouth
now,
sounds.
Can you? We're sure you can turn off the sound here. Let's see. I got it. How would I turn off the sound? Right here? No, I don't think I can turn off the sound. Where would I turn it off?
I was sure you could, but maybe not.
Hello, Leo.
No!
There's no way to turn off the sound
that
I know of. I mean, I think if I sent it, you could
It doesn't play the sound unless I turn on the sound.
Oh, right. Like there, yeah.
I thought there was a way to mute it. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
No, but like that's the thing. You can't record. That's why it's the embarrassing
mouth
sound.
Another mouth sound emoji from Megan. God,
I really hate embarrassing mouth sounds. Hello, Leo. Hello, Leo.
That's cute though. Is that what you look like?
You mean my emoji? My meme emoji?
Yeah, super cute.
Mm-hmm.
I should send you one back. I don't remember how cute mine is.
I think mine looks more like me than yours looks like you. But I kind of look like a memoji in general.
Let's see. Do I look like a chicken? Yeah, you kind of do look like a memoji. I never noticed that about you. Stop making mouth sounds. Okay, there we go.
All right, let's see it, Kevin.
Here we go.
Yeah, so you can turn the sound off, but you can't turn the sound off when you're
making mouth sounds.
That looks like me, except for the freckles.
Yeah, when you're wearing your glasses.
Stop making mouth sounds.
Two quick news pieces from last week. Obviously, everyone knows that Apple apologized for the FaceTime flaw.
They didn't need to apologize, but it's nice that they did. I mean, it's a bug. They didn't do it on purpose.
Right. And they met with the teenager.
They felt bad. And they said, from now on, we're going to have a better system for paying attention.
Yeah,
I don't blame them for that either. Can you imagine? Just think. We know a lot of iOS users, mm-hmm. some of them less sophisticated. Can you imagine how many bug reports Apple gets every single day from people who say, I can't print, or I don't hear my Memoji, mm-hmm. or they have to sift through a lot of stuff.
Right. When I do this, this happens. And my phone is listening to me.
Yeah.
But they did meet with the teenager who found the bug, and he will be eligible for the bug bounty program.
Oh, good. That's nice,
because like
that's a lot of money. Oh, that's cute. Good. So they're going to give him money. You know, they should just give him all the iPhones he could use once.
Yeah.
Like, just give him a ton of iPhones. That would be easier.
It is. And, I mean, I'm glad that he's getting the money. You know, they have the money. But it's not really designed for that. Like, this situation was like a kid found it and told his mom, and his mom, you know, emailed the company or whatever. It's more found, like, for people who are really trying to now, find bugs.
Can you imagine the fight at home tonight when the teenager gets that $25,000 check and the mom says, but I reported it. Right. How much is the mom going to get?
No, that's a good question.
She's a lawyer. She might have ways.
Is she really a lawyer?
Yeah.
Wasn't there one point, this is the problem with the internet when you're only half listening. Was there one point where they suspected that that was just, that it was like a scammer?
Unfortunately, on Mac Break Weekly, we might have propagated that because when I first talked about it, we had just learned about it. I think somebody said on Mac Break Weekly, yeah, that's, the account's a little sketch. It was a newer Twitter account. So, but it wasn't, okay. and she's not sketch. She's a lawyer, so I apologize for if we've any way besmirched your reputation. No, and it was legit, and the boy was legit, and the mom was legit, and she did the best she could, given that she's a civilian. You know, their response to her. So she tweeted Apple. Apparently, did in fact call the bug line or email the bug line. Maybe she emailed support, and they said get a developer account. Which that's what's going to change, by the way. But that's, I think, not an unreasonable thing, which is, well, okay, but we don't want to just hear from civilians. If you have a developer account, we kind of know that you know what you're talking about a little bit more. And developers are who normally report bugs. But I think that Apple's changed their tune on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving them money, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, it is also a good lesson on, we see things go viral all the time, and we have this idea that, like, everything, you know, everybody can have their voice heard. But it's a trick that when things go viral, you know, it's like you can tweet and nobody will hear you.
Yeah. That's, by the way, a really important point to make, that Twitter is not really a good communication channel at all.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that companies like Apple have to monitor Twitter feeds in order to get communicated with. Try email.
Well, I mean, the worst thing about Twitter is that, like, you should never tweet assuming that no one can hear you, because you must always tweet assuming that it will go viral.
It probably won't. Because generally what happens is scrolls by somebody, you know, you could tweet at some companies, I think, pretty much feel obligated to follow Twitter, even though we got to point out Twitter has a very small user base, say, compared to Facebook. People don't say, well, I Facebooked you. Nobody says that. Mm-hmm. For some reason, people think of Twitter as a big communication medium. Really, it's a dumpster fire. And yeah, you could throw your message in the dumpster fire. Maybe, you know, somebody would see the smoke signals. Or maybe they just go, ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Email me if you have feedback, Megan at twit.tv.
I have a strong opinion about Twitter. I think you probably
do. You do.
Yes. Megan at twit.tv. Yeah. Don't email me.
But you are back on Twitter, or you have a Twitter? Now we can use, I saw your Twitter account.
Periodically, I reactivate it because I don't want them to delete it.
Oh.
And if you, I can't figure out their rules. But if you reactivate it and then deactivate it, you get the clock starts again. Same thing with Facebook. Actually, Facebook has a deactivation thing. Twitter, if you deactivate, eventually they'll kill you. And I don't want anybody to get my name, that's all. So, yeah, I think it might be active now. I even tweeted because I wanted just to see if a thing worked. That's one of the problems with covering, being a tech journalist and not having Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, is you can't then do research on Facebook and Twitter features. So, yeah, I think I activated it so I could try I have a Bitly shortener, Bitly URL shortener that I was using. I think it was leo.ist, leoist. And then I just wanted to see if that worked on Twitter using TweetDeck, and it did. But I probably just forgot to deactivate again. I will do that.
Probably.
Thank you for letting me know. Anytime you see me on Facebook or Twitter, let me know, because that means I activated it and I probably just forgot to deactivate it.
Or you were drunk.
Now, Instagram, yeah, or I was drunk. Instagram I actually deleted, which might have been a mistake. But I wasn't using my name as my Instagram handle. I figured, well, I'm not protecting anything anyway.
Well, you know, so they reuse the handles?
Sure.
I know Gmail doesn't reuse.
Oh, really?
Yes. They don't, for sure.
I finally put a vacation responder on my Gmail account saying, don't email me. I don't read this account anymore. And then I said, and I thought this was clever, if you want to know my email address, ask me.
Oh, yeah. That is
how good. Are they going to do that?
Right. In the chat.
Yeah. Or if you know me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow, in you know, not on Gmail.
And if you know us, you know this is the time of the show where we wear hats.
This is all anybody wears in Las Vegas, by the way.
Really? Fedoras?
They're little hipster fedoras.
Okay. So
this is my Las Vegas hipster fedora.
I was shopping with my girlfriends over the weekend, and one of my friends said she wasn't going to buy something because she felt like it would make her look like she was trying too hard.
Yes.
And I was like,
as do most hats.
I just tweeted, I was like, do men think that? Do men not buy something because they think it will make them look like they're trying too hard? And I got so many responses. Yes, yes, yes. Hats, scarves.
Pipes, yeah. Ascots.
Like, I thought this was an only women thing, and I was so good to learn that men really feel
Does
that
this
way.
Does this look like I'm trying too hard?
You maybe need to try a little harder.
that's more like it.
Yeah, try harder.
Men don't wear things because it makes them look like they should try harder.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything I wear.
Mm-hmm.
People go, you should work on your look a little more.
Yeah. Okay, I need to refine what I was saying about Gmail. You can't get your email back, but someone else can't get it.
Right.
Right. So someone else
you can't get it. No one can get it.
Right. Exactly.
So I wish Twitter would do that. I don't know if they do or not, but I just don't. I don't want somebody to be at Leo Laporte.
Yeah.
On Twitter, because I think there are people who would believe that. I have the little blue check and all that. I'm gonna keep the account, but I'm not using it. Facebook, same thing. I think on Facebook I couldn't get Leo Laporte. I think I was Leo G Laporte on Facebook.
Hmm.
So. I guess I could probably let that one go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'll just do that. I feel it's nice to have that in case, you know, oh my God, you won't believe the Facebook privacy setting that doesn't work, and then I can check it. So that's why I haven't deleted it yet.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to talk about the apps that we've been using this week, our favorite apps of the week.
Oh, I love this one.
Mine comes with stuff.
What? You get a purse with that?
No.
That is not a good sound.
Thank you.
Oh, so what's the purse for? Okay. Just out of curiosity, if you need a purse with an app, that kind of rules it out.
I need a purse for other things, but sometimes I don't put all the things in the purse that I need to put in the purse.
You leave them at home.
Yeah, or
that's never happened to me.
So. I was telling you I was going to help you organize chaos.
Is that your Bujo?
This is my Bujo.
That's nice. I like that leather case.
Thank you.
Is that is the notebook in a case or is that the notebook?
No, oh, the notebook is in a case. I think this was
what is that thing in there?
So this is a
There's
taglet.
A little teardrop in there.
It's a taglet. So this is a Adaro, which was formerly Tracker.
Wait a minute. Stop.
Yes.
So Tracker was a sponsor for years.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of disappeared off the face of the map. I think they were having financial difficulties. I'm not sure. There was a lot of news about them. We never heard from them again. They're called Adaro?
They've renamed themselves Adaro.
Interesting.
And it's not just about finding stuff that you've lost. It's about keeping all your stuff together.
My tracker still works, so they haven't turned off the tracker, I guess. But this is what they want you to get now.
Yeah, so this is $119.
Same idea, though. Oh, no, it's more expensive.
Yeah, so the starter kit comes with...
You get more trackers?
Yeah, so it's these three smart tags.
Oh, okay, that's a good price. That's about the same price.
Then three of the little taglets, like I showed you.
Those are sticky back?
Yes.
Okay. So you get six trackers for $119. That's actually a better deal.
Right, and you can get the little tags that you can put... You know, on them.
I should have put a tracker on the company. Then I would have known what happened to
them. And a charger. So the tags are rechargeable, which is different.
That's different, too. Tracker always had replaceable batteries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's how it works. I have one tracker on my purse.
Okay.
So
are you using the glue-in one or the tie-in one?
I'm using... So.
Oh,
here,
they're big.
Yeah.
Okay. They're bigger than the glue-in ones.
I put
ones.
It in a... Yeah, the tags are bigger. So I have this.
I suppose this is the same
purse.
Technology as Tracker, right?
Yeah, I think probably like blue.
Do they have a new app, Adaro app?
Yeah, so let me show you the app if I lost my phone.
That's so funny.
Okay, so I have a tag on my purse, and then I've connected them, so then I have a tag lit... on my keys, because I like to keep my keys in my purse. So here's my gum.
You put trackers on your gum?
The gum just fell out of my purse. I put a tag lid on my key here.
This is weird because tracker is still online.
Well, that's weird. And I have a tag lid like I showed you on my...
And you could still buy trackers. Oh, now I'm very confused.
That is confusing.
I'm really
confused.
Can
you actually go through and buy them?
Maybe they just forgot to take it down is what you're saying?
I don't know.
It looks like I can. Wow. 3-pack for $30, though. The price has gone down a bit.
Maybe it's not everybody who did tracker. Maybe they, I don't know. I'll have to find out some information about this. Okay, so here's what I do. I have my tag
confused.
Here. You don't always need that. So I have my tag here, and I can press it, and it'll tell me if all my things are close by. So let me get out the app. Adaro. Here is the...
Is it A-D-A-R-O?
A-D-E-R-O.
E-R-O. Okay.
Okay, so here are my items in my purse that I've connected. My bullet journal, my keys, and my wallet.
Cool.
So I also have my wallet. I have one of my wallets. So I never want these things to be separate, right? I don't want my wallet, keys, and bullet journal to be outside of my purse. So I'll get an alert if they're outside of my purse. So this has a little yellow mark. It's not with the purse now, so it's right over here.
Is the same company. They just have a new brand.
And now
they're still Tracker.
Oh, they're still Tracker, but this is just a different...
Oh, wait a minute. They did a legal name change, too. Wow. So it's confusing.
It is confusing.
It's confusing. And they are clearly discounting the old Tracker, Bravo, and Pixel. They're a lot less money.
So what was the problem?
They do
with
say
the old ones?
They will continue to support all the products we've sold into the market. Well, they had layoffs, and then there were these natural disasters that actually caused problems. Mudslides. They were in Montecito.
Oh.
And I think they had to evacuate the facility, and it was just kind of a mess. They had raised $50 million, and then apparently, according to TechCrunch, they raised more money earlier in, I guess, 2018, but on a considerably smaller valuation. So they're still around. They say they will continue to support all the products they've sold in the market. They have a new CEO running the place. I don't know what's going on with them. They just, you know, they used to be an advertiser. Sometimes that happens with advertisers. Mm-hmm. Just disappear. Not disappear, but I mean, they don't keep buying ads. And okay, so now I know.
Yeah, I liked the tracker.
You like it to work?
And I like this.
Well,
yeah.
I still use... The funny thing is, I still have trackers on a lot of my stuff. Would you replace that? Does it seem like it's better?
I think you could use both because you don't have... I can't think of like another big group of stuff that I'd like to keep together. I guess if you were traveling,
I like the idea you get six.
Yeah,
three different kinds of each, and then you same app. Let me see the app Does it look like the old tracker app?
No, it's quite different. So here is my purse, which has the items, and it says like the bullet journal.
Does it
yellow.
Have the crowd?
So
the crowd.
No.
Oh, okay. So that was something that
was
a big
different.
Selling point
so
for tracker.
So I press this on here.
Oh, and then it'll
and
say,
then
"Oh,
it
I see it."
Blue. Yeah. Sorry, I can't really see that.
So you have to press the button so it'll see it or no?
Unless they're all together. Like when they're all together.
Oh, the idea is you want everything all together.
Yeah.
I get it.
So when it's
that
separate,
actually kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So if you're, let's say you have a diaper bag and you want
make
a bottle
sure everything's in
and
it.
Diapers and, yeah. you know, whatever, one other thing you can, yeah, just it's the chaos of life, having many things that you want to keep together. If you're traveling, maybe you put one on your suitcase and then you have the things that you like to travel with. Your charger. Maybe you never want to leave your house without your charger for your laptop. So you put one on your laptop charger, and then as soon as you leave the house, it notifies you that you haven't left, that you've left without it. So that's the important thing. Like, you never know you've left without something until you need to use it and you're already at your location, right? So this way you realize that. Because it's one thing to find something. Like, oh, I've lost my... my wallet. So it's one thing to find it, but if you want to be notified that you're leaving without it, right? Like, it's that kind of going on a trip without your camera sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different concept than tracker.
It's really
right?
interesting.
Like,
yeah.
it's because, and I do this all the time. Like, I have a million things I'm thinking of, and I always forget something. And so this notifies me. So you can set up notifications for like, don't, so I have one like, don't leave the house without all this stuff. Don't, you know, because that you do that too. You are prone to leaving things at home.
You've never seen me do that.
So yes, the idea is,
I often forget my iPad on the way tracker, in the iPad today.
Yeah, the tracker would let you know that the thing is at home, yeah. But it wouldn't stop you from leaving without it. And that's
okay.
What this does.
So it's a slightly different use case than the old tracker.
It's not just a new name and the you group things. It's the idea thing. Is that it's a different concept.
I think that these hats should be grouped together.
Yeah, exactly.
From now on.
So that's my way of trying to manage chaos, which I need. I lost. I had a hard, fun weekend, but I did lose my ID and my credit card.
Well, you had a very fun weekend.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have this giant battery case, which I like.
You don't have your wallet case anymore.
But yeah, so I shoved the driver's license in the back pocket, and then somebody found my driver's license. But
did they pop it in the mail and send it back?
No,
to you?
No, because I had to fly the next day, so I had to find it. So I called one of the places we were at, and they had it, but it was uncoupled from my credit card, which I immediately canceled, which is a huge pain, but there you go. So I'm going to stick these on all my credit cards. And driver's license.
Everything.
And, you know, vacation.
Yeah. You know what I lost? At least I'm hoping to lose 40 pounds of ugly fat.
It's not ugly. It's you. No part of you is ugly, Leo.
You don't know. You just don't know.
I don't want to. You don't need to confirm that.
You know, you talked about Life Sum, kind of a calorie tracker. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Lose It. I found a really cool one. This is really designed to track carbs, but it could track calories. It could contract all sorts of things. Yeah, it looks good. Okay. So here's, I haven't done my daily log yet, but I could show you yesterday's log. It'll show you, it's called Carb Manager, and it focuses on carbs, and it's particularly for people on low-carb diets. But you could use it for anything else. For instance, it's recommended low-carb diet I wanted to go on that I have no more than 26 grams of net carbs. I had 70, so there's a big red bar there. It shows how much protein. That's blue. Actually, this is kind of a normal. This is how much fat. It was almost half fat. But this is kind of a normal bar chart. But if you were trying to get rid of carbs, it makes it very easy to add stuff. So let's go back to today and add a couple of things. There's certain things that I have every single day. It has a scanner, but it also has voice entry. Now, for that, you have to pay a yearly $40. That's the fee. So it's free, but additional features if you pay. I can have some foods that I do all the time. You can scan barcodes if you have foods that have a barcode. That's very handy. You can also snap foods. They have an advisor on here recommending macros. So if you're on a keto diet, for instance, you'll have your recommended macros, and these are things that it would tell you could eat. So that's a fine foods thing. It also allows you to put exercise in, and it works with Apple's health. So if, as I do, as you know, used Apple Health, you could have – actually, if I go back, I think if I go to my exercise log from yesterday. I haven't entered it in yet. You can have your own custom things. You can have quick entry, and I love this – natural language. And so you can speak to it and say something like, I ran 3.5 miles. I did 40 minutes of yoga, and it would submit that in there. You can also keep track of weight, but other measurements as well, because you may be tracking, if you're diabetic, your insulin or your glucose. If you're trying to go into ketosis, you might be tracking your ketones, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. I'm going on a diet that's going to require me to track a lot of those, and that's very handy. It has a community around it, too. It looks like I gained 48 pounds. That, I just want to say, is not true. I have to fix that. and then it shows you your lunch. It does have this is just a PDF, a diet plan if you want to do a keto diet. But it also allows you to add recipes. It has some recipes in it. I think this is the most complete diet tracker I've ever seen. I've used a lot of different ones, and this was really great. It also shows macronutrients, which is really fantastic. Things like vitamin C or zinc, that kind of thing. Really a fantastic program, and I think the free version is actually very, very good. Oh, I see why it thinks I lost all that weight. It took my starting weight as 180 pounds.
Those were the days.
Carb Manager. It's specifically for people who want to do keto diets, which are very popular these days. In fact, it is something I'm going to be doing soon. Don't yell at me. You can also track your water, your steps, and a lot more. Really a cool program. And I love the graphs. I think that's, you know, a great way of quickly getting a sense of how you're doing. Really well thought out. There is a iOS version, but there's also a web interface and an Android version too. So you can put it on all your devices. The big, big database of foods, including I was able to enter in all my vitamins because I want to track those as well. Mm. And I could barcode the vitamins and they all went in, which was really great. So makes it a lot easier for you to see what's going on. My
Carb Manager.
There's no my. So just I was just going to add something. My app cap of the day is Carb Manager. There's no my.
I downloaded it. I'm gonna try it.
You know, Life Sum is great. A little more expensive. Lose It is free.
Weight Watchers is the one I've been doing.
Weight Watchers, of course. If you're on Weight Watchers, you should use the WW app, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this doctor supervised. Someday I'll tell you the story. Nobody wants to hear it, but. Thing and one of the things I need to do is track this stuff very closely, and so I looked at a bunch of different apps to see which one's the best, and I thought this was absolutely the best. I was very impressed by a Carb Manager. My app cap for the day.
Oh, somebody,
no pie unless you make it with Parmesan cheese crust.
Oh,
that's good.
Parmesan cheese is part.
It's keto.
Oh,
no carbs in Parm. Last night we made Wiener Schnitzel. And for the kid, I made it with breadcrumbs. But for Lisa and me, I used Parmesan ground up, you know, finely ground Parmesan. Mm. It was delicious. Different, but it was good.
So you're not fasting anymore then?
I'm going to mix the two together just to drive Dr. Mom crazy.
Okay. Sounds good. We should tell people about our survey, should we not?
Yes, we should. It's not on the survey, so don't go there to try to say Leo should stop doing all these things.
Is there space where you could talk about your diet?
There is probably a little space for comment that says, Leo, get off of that, because that's all anybody ever says to me. If you would like to do our audience survey, we would really appreciate it. It is, of course, not a requirement. You're allowed to listen without doing it. And you notice we don't ask for money. We don't ask for information about you ever, except for this once a year, our annual TWIT survey. And we don't tie this to information about you at all. We just helps us understand better who's watching and listening to our shows, helps us tailor the shows. In fact, the last question asks you what you'd like to see more shows on. But also, it helps us when advertisers ask us, well, what's your average age or what do your listeners do? It shouldn't take more than 5 minutes. I did it very quickly when I did it. twit.to/survey19, our 2019 survey. We do this once a year just to get a better idea of who's watching and listening to our shows. And we really appreciate it if you can fill that out for us. But again, not a requirement. I'm not taking any names. I won't bug you.
You won't go to their house.
I won't go to your house and say, why did you do the survey? I just got our census survey.
Oh.
That one, they will bug you if you don't answer that one. But this is not that. If you you already remember that if you had a question or a suggestion or what I'd love is when they record a 30-second video with a question or a comment, start with your first name only, your city, keep it under 30 seconds, upload it to YouTube or your WordPress page or whatever, wherever you can store it, and then send us a link, megan@twit.tv. We really appreciate that. We love those questions, comments. Keep those coming in. You can watch the show every Tuesday. About 9, sometimes 9:30 a.m. Pacific. That'd be noon Eastern, 1700 UTC. We do it live, and you can watch the live stream or listen to it at twit.tv/live. If you do that, join the other kids watching live in our chat room, irc.twit.tv. It's better than Discord. Well, certainly a lot friendlier.
Well, is there a Twit Discord server?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, when HipChat got sold, we were thinking, because we were on HipChat, we were thinking of trying Discord. We looked at a lot of different choices. As you know, we ended up going with Slack, which I think you like because apparently you and Jason were using it secretly without our knowledge, even back in the HipChat days. And Slack's a sponsor. But that was, I think that was after we decided to switch to Slack. HipChat was also a sponsor for a long time. So no Discord. We looked at Riot. There's a lot of interesting IM solutions out there. But no, we're not using Discord. So no Discord server to tell you about. Just irc.twit.tv. That's really, you know, that's the old way of communicating. Back when I was in school, Internet relay chat. It actually predates the World Wide Web. It's that old.
It's wonderful.
If you don't want to watch live, and I understand you have a busy life, you can also watch on demand or listen on demand. Every show we do on the network has a downloadable version at twit.tv. That's our website. In the case of this show, it's twit.tv/iOS. And of course, you know, as you know, because it's a podcast, you could subscribe. In fact, I would be very grateful to you if you'd subscribe to either the audio or video version in your favorite podcast application. Just search for iOS Today, Overcast, Pocket Cast, iTunes, Google Podcasts, every podcast app, Slacker, Stitcher, Spotify. Just look for iOS Today, subscribe, and you'll get it the minute it's available on a Tuesday afternoon. Thank you, Megan Maroney.
Thank you, Leo Laporte.
Is it time to throw this cheap plastic hat as far away as possible?
It is. I'm going to do the hat flip.
We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Watch out.